Power Hour Nation, you're in the right place. Am I in the right place? I don't know. It feels a little different to me. How does this thing even work? Is this thing on? It's been a little while. I almost forgot how to work this thing. It's so good to be back with you. I've got so much to tell you. I've got a lot of news today and what have you. I'll tell you a lot about my trip. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. We don't fool around. If I'm gone for a while, come back. Who we got today? James McCanny.
One of our favorites.
James McCanny.
If not the favorite.
Well, we don't tell them that. We don't tell everybody that. It may get a bit swelled head or something. Anyway, James McCanny will be here later in the broadcast. So excited to have him. Uncle Kevin is here. Good morning, Uncle Kev.
Good morning. It's great to be back on the Power Hour. Not used to getting up this early.
You think you're not used to getting up? Well, my time was all...
It's five hours difference, right?
5 hours difference.
That's big.
I want to give a couple numbers. If people want to call in, the last time in the slot, when we were 3 to 5, we are now live 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. That's 12 noon to 2 Eastern Time. So 11 to 1 Central Standard Time, we're live on the RentsNet Network. Of course, now we have a 24-hour stream on our website. Thank you, Todd, over at Global Star, for getting that set up. Some people are having trouble with it and want to make you aware. You may have to clear your cache, and then it will reset. And clear your cache.
I had to do that the other day, and
Catherine
walked me through it.
Walked you through it. So yep. If you need to do, if you're still having trouble listening to the live program, I guess you're not listening to me right now, so you. That's why I don't know when you'll get this, but you'll get it eventually.
It was perplexing at the best.
Yeah, give an email to support@powerhournation.com and attention to Catherine. Leave your phone number. She can call you back if you need her to walk you through how to do it. So,
and if I could do it, anybody could do it because I am not computer savvy.
Very good. So if that's a problem, just go ahead and do that. And I don't know how to do it either. I mean, it's...
But she walked me right through it step by step.
It's not that hard if you know what
you're
doing,
right? It was done in 2 minutes. It wasn't a big deal. It was, she knew everything about it.
Well, maybe if enough people... Maybe we should just have directions.
Maybe it wasn't hard at all.
I don't know.
But it was easy with her.
We'll see how many responses... Most people, it should be okay. But some people it won't be, and so they're going to need some help or what have you. Make you aware of that. One of the things I used to love when I was on in the morning is people calling in. And I know, especially 3 to 5 people are not listening live. Look, our new call-in number here, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We really want to focus and get people calling back and interacting with guests and what have you. It's been a while. You're certainly welcome anytime. Don't wait for an invitation. Just call. If we can get you in, we'll certainly get you in. We'd love to hear from you. We know that you may be adjusting the times or whatever, and you probably don't listen live. But if you do and you're listening and you want to just say hello, anything on your mind or anything that's important to you, we'd love to hear what's important to you and what's touching you and what's affecting you in your life. So this show, we want it to be interactive with you because you're a big part of this, huge part of this. This is your show. I keep telling you that, and it really is. So we love it when people call.
Yeah, same here. Love to hear what you have to say.
844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We're going to get to news, and the biggest story, I think, in America, certainly, it's so big in the front page of Drudge. There's a huge X on the front page of Drudge, and it says lifetime for abortion docs, lifetime sentence for abortion docs.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah,
Alabama.
I saw that, yeah.
We've already had several states, Mississippi, Georgia. I grew up in Georgia, so I'm very excited Georgia did this. Georgia's about the most, with Atlanta. Georgia's a very prominent state, and it shows you that the Bible Belt's still alive and well. Even in a metropolitan area like Atlanta.
Well, even in with those crazies moving in from California.
Moving into Georgia.
Yeah.
They can't overcome it.
They can't do it.
Yeah. So Georgia just passed a very strict, passed and signed. It's one thing for the Congress, these state congresses to pass something, but the state signed.
Yes.
Signed by the governor. Law.
The ink is on it.
The ink is on it. It's done. So January 1st, it's going to go into effect. No abortion passed about 6 weeks. A heartbeat. If you can find a heartbeat, no abortion, period.
That's fair.
Well, I think that's, you know, if people say, well, let's have a reasonable discussion. Okay, well, let's have a reason. If you want to have a reasonable discussion, to me, that's where it starts.
Yeah.
Let's start there.
I'm good with it.
So, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama now. Alabama's going further, and they want to, any doctor who does this, basically a 99-year life sentence. 99-year life sentence for performing an illegal abortion.
Is it many or just one?
I think it's any. I think they're setting a precedent. Here's what they're doing. They've taken away the exemptions for rape and for incest, which I don't necessarily agree with, but I know what they're doing.
I don't like that.
Yeah. No, I don't either. But I
think,
But I'll tell you what they're doing. They're going all the way. I mean, think about it. You know, you have New York, which is now, you know, open Baal worship, sacrificing children.
Exactly.
So Alabama now says, you know what? We're just going to go the other way.
Yeah. Fight it out in the courts.
And we're going to fight it out in the Supreme Court. We're going to push this all to the Supreme Court. We feel like we have a conservative Supreme Court that will at least push this to the states. Maybe, this part of it won't stand, but it will force force the abortion activists to appeal this and force them to go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, let the courts.
And when people ask, you know, what do you, you know, on my trip last week or so when I was in Hawaii, and you know, I got asked a lot of time about Trump, and you know, what do you like about Trump? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pretty darn sure this would not be happening in these states if Trump was not the president.
Absolutely, would not be happening.
So this is fantastic news that certain states, and really it should be a state issue. No matter what you feel like abortion, Roe versus Wade was a complete overstep of federal authority.
Way overstep.
A complete overstep.
In my opinion, they didn't have the authority to do it, to be honest with you.
Well, no, they didn't have constitutional authority.
Right.
Certainly. They make up things as they go.
Yeah.
They can't make these the states, the created is never greater than the creator. And that's the beauty of our governments and the Constitution and what have you. And there's another big story out of New Zealand where we're going to talk about the Constitution. But where do you think this is? How do you think this is going to shake down, this whole abortion thing?
I think most of the states are going to have restrictions on it. The heartbeat. As soon as you see the heartbeat, you can't have one. I think that's fair. And
well, I don't like, and I don't even like, you know, getting to, I know a lot of young children listen, homeschoolers and stuff, but the whole, you know, rape and those kind, I don't like going there. I don't think that's, fair to put on people or.
Especially it's something that's devastating to a woman, and then you have to have
tote
a child around to remember it. You know, some people adjust, but maybe some people can't adjust, you know?
Well, it's always about choice, right? So it's about, okay, I'm pro, when it comes to pregnancy, I'm pro-choice. I'm pro-choice for pregnancy.
I like pregnancy. We got to bring our pregnancy rate up instead of down.
Yeah, there's a big story, about our birth rate in America is at an all-time low, 1.7.
Yeah.
The replacement rate, and the CDC, go ahead.
That's the end of a country. You don't have
2.1, yeah.
Yeah. You don't have a country.
Yeah. And even more alarming is once it drops below about 1.6, what we've seen in history is that countries never recover.
Right. They never
recover. So we're at 1.7. So there's been times where it'll drop down and up, whatever. But, but if it drops below 1.6 in a relatively peaceful time, which it is now, you know, I guess not in the Middle East, it's not peaceful, but at least in, you know, generally in America, there's not a war. You see what I'm saying? Then we're in trouble. So the birth rate is so low that I am for pro, you know, and I went over this with the vaccine issue. One of the places I spoke was with a vaccine, freedom group in Hawaii, which is fantastic. I want to say thank you to Kim and thank you to Cheryl and Pastor Gary and everybody out there, Dustin. It was fantastic. We'll get into more of that. It was so stark and so, eye-opening to see what's going on. Actually, you know, we're sitting here in this room in the studio with behind these microphones, but to actually get out there among the people and the ones that are really getting involved with this, it was fascinating.
Oh, I'll bet.
Anyway, the point, I asked you where you think this is going. I think it's going to get pushed back to the states.
I agree.
I think the Supreme Court is going to say these are state decisions.
Yeah.
They,
federal government has no business in it.
They may make a decision to get rid of the rape issue on somebody's rape. They have a ability or right to end that pregnancy.
Caveat.
Yeah, there may be some point like that, and there probably should.
There should be.
So I'm all for pro-choice pregnancy. And that's, and these words that people have used, and Joel Skousen was on, you know, the last week I was here, and I asked him about, is America ready to turn on abortion? And he said, no. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I was, taken back a little bit on that.
I disagree completely.
I totally disagree too. Yeah. People are ready. I mean,
America.
Poll after poll shows that the majority of the people don't want it, you know?
They realize how self-destructive it is, but we've allowed them to win the kind of the culture war. They say, well, aren't you pro-choice? Yes, I am pro-choice. I am pro-choice for your ability to get pregnant. I am absolutely pro-choice for your pregnancy.
Yeah, you talk to girls who have had abortions. They're not the same, a lot of them, most of them.
Well, certainly is a watershed moment in their life, mm-hmm. one way or another. Mm-hmm. You know, even the lady Roe versus Wade, the I can't remember her name. She changed her mind.
Yeah, she did.
She's dead now.
Totally against it.
What was her name? McClatchy or something like that? Well, I can't remember her name.
Roe.
yes, Roe. That was a secret name they kept for her privacy. This is the biggest issue. I disagree completely with Joel Skousen. America is ready to turn on abortion. The fact that President Trump is in office, this is a major, major, major signpost of this country that something is turning. This, the sanctity of life, all this. This is fantastic.
Yeah, and all the billboards in Missouri.
Missouri's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. For unbelievable the first time I came here, every 5 miles there's a billboard.
Something about abortion.
Something about abortion.
Quote from Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
Quote from Ronald Reagan.
It was awesome.
Ronald Reagan, everybody who is for abortion is already born. I love that.
That is great.
Have you seen that billboard?
Yeah, I've seen that billboard.
So to me, that's the biggest story in America right now. And we've had many guests on who have discussed the linchpin of the spiritual hold on this country. And abortion is right at the center of this. If we can turn this, I mean, I don't think we're going to turn New York. I don't think we're going to turn some of these states.
California.
They're going to go the other way.
Yeah, they're going to.
They're going to go the other way, and it's going to be separate, which it should be separate. That's part of the Constitution's beauty. Just because one state makes a mistake doesn't mean all 50.
Right.
Now, if you want an abortion, you can go, you know, they're depressed. Look, if you want an abortion, you can go to New York.
Yeah. Exactly. No,
or Vermont's even doing something. This is massive news. This is such good news for all your prayers, all your thoughts, all your words. Pay attention to the rhetoric, not the rhetoric. What's the word I'm looking for? The meanings of words and statements, pro-choice. You know, when you hear pro-choice, it has a certain connotation. But yet, my body, my choice. Well, what about vaccines?
So
it's starting to turn these the other way. These are so important. So winning this war, it's people are tired of hearing about my choice, my body, my choice. They're tired of hearing about it because one, our birth rate is so low, and two, they now know that children, you know, the babies feel this. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's disgusting.
And then they sell the parts. Is it?
Oh my God. I mean, makes me so, this is why we spent so much time. This is the biggest story in America. It's about to break. Please, if you like to pray, if you like to make phone calls to people, please call the White House. Please do.
Yeah,
it is,
we
are ready to push right now. Please, if you're a fasting person, please fast and pray that this can be broken. If you are not religious or spiritual or a person of faith that way, or don't feel like, I mean, just use your thoughts, your energies. If you agree with us at all on this issue, please do everything that you can and use your energy to focus now on this, because this is about to break and this is fantastic.
I agree 100%.
Another story out of New Zealand. You know, New Zealand, they had that whatever that happened in that church there.
Well, that's a false flag, in my opinion.
Well, I don't know what it is. It's just like all these things. It's suspicious.
Suspicious. So anything suspicious is very suspicious.
Anything a little suspicious is a lot suspicious. When it comes to guns,
has a ring to the CIA having involvement in it.
New Zealand Prime Minister, her name is Jacinda Ardern, does quote not understand end quote U.S. resistance to gun control. Well, they can just ask anybody who listens to this broadcast what the resistance to American gun control is.
Oh, there's good. Yeah, they try to take them away. They'll find out.
They'll find out about resistance.
Resistance. Yeah, they will. And then I think they're going to stop. Too sweet.
America started, I've said it a million times, I'll say it a million more. Guns are as American as apple pie and mom.
That's right. Rocking on the porch.
Rocking on the porch with a corncob pipe.
Exactly.
Back in the day.
Looking across the pastures.
Yeah.
Looking at our boys tending the field.
More heartbeat abortion bans advancing in the South and the Midwest. There's more states that are doing this. More and more, they're going to catch on. This is going to go like wildfire. States are going to.
Well,
this is,
the young, you know, they've even polled the young people.
They
but young people don't want it. You know,
liberals alarmed for Roe versus Wade. A Supreme Court conservatives overturned 40-year-old precedent. And I even read this article, and I still don't understand what the precedent is. But that's not really the point. And I didn't have time to dig the, I mean, I don't know if you need a law degree to deal with this or what. I don't know. If you think the Supreme Court's conservative majority won't touch well-established legal precedent, think again. In a 5-4 ruling earlier this week, the court overturned a 40-year precedent in a low-profile sovereign immunity case, a move liberals see as potential indication that the precedent set by Roe versus Wade could be under threat, Clarence Thomas wrote for the majority. Stare decisis, which has to do with, precedent. That precedent's kind of set, and that's what it is.
Yeah, they don't like to overturn precedent.
Stare decisis does not compel continued adherence to this erroneous precedent, referring to the principle of legal precedent. He did not suggest there was an urgent issue or functional problem with the existing doctrine, simply that it was wrong.
Yeah, they have the right to overturn bad laws. Absolutely.
Well, they don't have the right to overturn them. They have the right to say that they're unconstitutional.
Right.
They don't overturn. I mean, that's another thing that they're out of whack. But so that's is this portending for abortions? Will they overturn Roe versus Wade?
I think they will.
I think they're going to.
I think
if that dirty Kavanaugh or that Roberts, when push comes to shove, if they don't stand, I am going to be out of my mind about this.
Well, you know, that Roberts is sneaky. He's sneaky. I don't like him at all.
Roberts is the Chief Justice who turned on the Obamacare.
Yes.
He was deciding vote where he rewrote Obamacare.
They didn't ask him to rewrite it, but he rewrote it, so he thought it would to fit in his little thing that would be illegal.
Maine Senate passes National Popular Vote bill to bypass Electoral College. Again, why in the world? So the state just voted that whoever wins the popular vote is going to get the Maine's electoral votes. Why would a state do that? Why would a state take their power and their authority and turn it over to other states?
I don't know.
Why would they do that?
They were told to by the libs.
God, that's just ridiculous. Why would they do that? We talked about it a little earlier. U.S. birth rate plunges to all-time low. Hit a record low of 1.7, well below the replacement rate of 2.1. Why are all these immigrants coming in?
well, take jobs.
To keep the population stable.
They say there's 1.6 million jobs not filled in America. So if you're in the basement and you need a job, there's a job out there for you.
Well, that's good news.
It's real good news.
But we need
and some of the companies are going to the prisons.
Hmm.
And you know, if you come out, you know, when you come out, they're talking to all the people that are just about, you know, to come out, and we got a job for you.
Well, I think that's good.
It's great.
Yeah,
it's
I think that is good.
They need to work.
There's another.
They paid their.
There's another story here. We'll get to. What percentage of federal crimes are committed by non-citizens, non-Americans?
33.
Close, 42.
That's a good guess.
It was a good guess. 42%.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It should be like 2%.
It should be like 6.
Yeah.
If it was going to be proportions, it should be like 6.
Right.
But I don't even believe that. I don't believe there's 11 million illegals in this country.
No,
I don't believe
there's
that.
There's probably close to
between
30 and 40 million.
Well, they've been saying 11 million for ever since I was in school. They said 11 million.
They don't have kids?
Now, their replacement rate's a lot higher. They don't have a 1.7 replacement rate. We know that. That's a fact.
That's fact.
The Yale study said there's more like 22 million. And that was Yale study. So that tells me it's probably 44 million.
Yeah, I'm not leaning. I'm convinced that it's 30 to 40 million.
I'm convinced it's north of 30.
Yes.
I'm pretty darn convinced it's north of 30.
Yes. And they're all, and a lot, most of them are collecting a government check.
Now, one of the most important stories that we've heard over the last few, and we talked about this a ton when I was in Hawaii at the different places I went. In Britain, the LGBT curriculum that was being pushed in the districts, 600 students got together, Muslims, and they said, "We will not go one more day to this school until you get rid of this." And they said, "Well, fine, that's fine." And then they were out for a while and eventually said, "You know what? We're going to get rid of it." We've seen the light.
Yeah. Well.
And here's a story that goes along with that. I don't know if they follow through. 700 California public school students stay home to protest LGBT curriculum. Hundreds of California parents protest the controversial proposed curriculum for young students that would incorporate the achievements of LGBT identifying individuals by keeping their children out of class on Friday. That's going to do nothing.
That's going to do nothing.
One day is not going to do nothing. It's not going
to
do anything.
It needs to be a whole month or whatever. Whatever it takes. Yeah, whatever it takes to
needs
stop
to be,
it.
Needs to be like the Muslims in Britain.
Yeah.
Now, see, there's enough of them that they're all together that they can't pull that truancy crap.
Yeah.
Oh, well, your student, you know, Johnny's not in school, so he's truant, so we're going to arrest you.
Yeah, the parents for keeping him truant. Yeah.
An impassioned and packed full board meeting last Wednesday ended in a late night 3-2 vote to approve the K-5 curriculum. Now, it sounded kind of benign, what this LGBT identifying individuals, but it's not benign. I mean, I've looked at it a little bit. It's much deeper than it kind of presented in this article.
Oh, yeah. Once they get a little bit, they take a lot, you know?
Yeah. Well, there's the music. So good to be with you. I almost forgot how to talk. This thing's working just fine. We're doing all right here.
Sound good.
Great to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after this break. More news with James McCann. The Power Hour.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kuryak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio-superfood. I've taken bio-superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Apparently, while I was gone, Catherine put a The Boss Is Gone sale. That's weird considering, you know, she thinks I'm the boss. I guess that's the boss. I think of Bruce Springsteen when I hear The Boss.
Love The Boss.
He's a little, you know, I used to like him a lot more until I find out his politics.
His politics is rough. Yeah, I agree. It sort of curtailed my enthusiasm.
Yeah. Anyway, of course, he has a sale for the rest of the week. Everything's on sale. Check it out. I got to, again, talk about, now, I flew overnight to get back here to the mainland, and I got hardly no sleep. We had our children. I mean, it was just, oh, it was rough. And I'm tall already, and we're all huddle together, and it really wore me down, and I started getting sick. And so yesterday it really started to come on, and I started pounding that oregano. I mean if you have nothing from the Power Mall, if you have not don't have anything else, I mean, oregano is where it's at. Just have some oregano.
That's some good stuff.
So I wouldn't be here, believe me. That's how sick I was getting yesterday, without that oregano. I really hit it hard. So check that out. 877-817-9829 is our phone number. Again, if you have any problems with, the player caching on your system, you may need some help, clearing the cache so that the player works again. You can, contact Catherine, support at powerhournation.com, or give us a call. And, also a book. One of the things I did in Hawaii is I spoke in my book two or three times to people, and very interesting, I'll tell you. One of the groups I spoke to was, these are missionaries. They're going to be missionaries. They're young people. They're all under 30. Most of them college age, millennials. So I spoke to that group about the Christian Foundation of America and the kind of Christian ideas that were going on at the time of the revolution. And I asked them, they started looking at me like deer in the headlights.
I am.
And some of the things. And I was a little, you know, I was a little puzzled. But because these things, you know, I mean, most people are extremely interested in this kind of stuff when you tell them. Well, anyway, I asked them, I said, there's a room. It was a pretty good room. I don't know, 50, 60 people. I don't know, maybe 50. I don't know, somewhere around there. And I asked them how many people had heard of Patrick Henry. And literally...
Five people.
Two people. Two people.
Oh, two people? Wow.
Two people raised their hand. Now, a couple of the older people that were there who were kind of overseeing the thing, I'm not counting them, but they were. But from all the people I was speaking to, they're the body of two. Two.
Wow.
And I told them, and this made them look at me even more crazy. I said, the fact that only two of you are familiar with one of the most important founding fathers and giving you liberty, the greatest speech ever given
ever.
In American.
Ever.
Ever not in even, American history. Ever.
Nobody's even close.
Not even close. I said, this is the biggest indictment on the school system that there ever could be right here. And that made them look at me even crazier. They just really didn't appreciate that. Not at all. But
did
then
you
I
warm up to them.
Well, then I told them how important the Declaration of Independence was and how it's just as important as a big part of the Bible. It's just as important because it protects you. You know, that we could be in China right now having this meeting and people would bust in and be shooting at us.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, so it protects you. And talked about dominion and pursuit of happiness. So, I mean, this is how, I had never seen this kind of logic. You know, again, this was so great for me to kind of see. These are mainline Christian people in America. And now I kind of see what the problem is, so to speak. We were talking about dominion. You know, who gives us dominion?
Right.
God gives us dominion, right?
Yeah.
And the Declaration of Independence. Well, when I compared the Declaration of Independence to the Bible, maybe I could have said it a little different. Maybe I could see the wisdom there. But the Declaration of Independence is just as important, more so than a big part of the Bible. I mean, there's an awful lot of stuff going on in the Old Testament that is not as important to us as the Declaration of Independence is.
He begot who and...
Well,
that
that's
begotten?
Important. Well, because genealogy is important, but it's just not, it just revolutionizes our life. Anyway, so they didn't like that at all. And then they talked about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And one said, well, we're not called, this is what they directly said in this meeting. My wife was there too. And she was just like, oh my gosh. She said,
this country's in trouble.
Right. These are young Christian people. And they said, well, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They said, well, that we're not supposed to pursue happiness. We're supposed to pursue God's will. Jesus didn't pursue happiness. He pursues God's will. And I said, oh, my question back to her was, are you saying Jesus wasn't happy? So Jesus was not happy? And I kind of, well, we're supposed to seek God, you know, da, 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 da. Well, that's what makes you happy. Right. If that's what makes you happy,
right.
There's an awful lot of people that they don't want to quote unquote do God's will or what you perceive as God's will. And the Declaration of Independence protects them too. So God gave them freedom also.
Right.
So God gives us all freedom, not just if you're a quote unquote Christian or not a Christian or whatever, but what it allows you to do with your dominion, you can pursue whatever you want.
That's
if
right.
that's what you want, then pursue it.
If bowling makes you happy,
then go bowl.
Then go bowl.
Yeah, whatever. But if we were in China, we couldn't even talk about that.
Nope.
Was it that they didn't like that at all? And then the word dominion. They didn't like this word dominion.
Oh my gosh.
I said, I mean, and then I posed another person. This is another person. I said, well, who gives us dominion? And then she finally reluctantly said, well, God does. I'm not trying to argue with you.
Did you get any converts over there?
Yeah, a few people came across to me.
A couple people
came up to me. They were mad.
Oh wow.
They were fired up. I could tell after the thing. You said, the Declaration of Independence was just as important as the Bible and da, 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 da. And boy, I shot their dog and had a better response. And I could have framed it a little different to them, but I'm trying, and I told them, I'm not trying to,
disparage
the Bible. I'm not disparaging the Bible.
Right.
I am helping you to understand the importance of the Declaration of Independence and the importance of this statement. And if you believe in God, how can you not see the importance of this statement? Or don't believe in God.
Right.
You believe in God or don't believe in God. I mean, that protection of your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which means the state. It was a term, John Locke, is it Robert Locke or John Locke? I don't know. I got such a headache from this trip, but that meant a state and possession and dominion. Boy, they didn't like when I said that either. It's like they're afraid. I talked to somebody else, and they were talking about the Christian church. It's the idea some people are kingdom of God and some people are kingdom of heaven. So kingdom of God Christians are like, well, God gives us dominion, and he wants us to go forth and build his kingdom here on earth. And then other Christians are like, well, the kingdom of heaven is not here, and we're going to get raptured out of here, and we don't have to worry about it. And so we just go along and do this and that and the other, and then we'll be fine when we get out of here. So two different attitudes. And I saw it directly. And that's not the law in the United States. You know, or that's such an antithesis of United States law. And this idea of rapture. And then they wanted to lecture me about the rapture.
Where is that in the Bible?
That's a Scofield Bible. Came from that. Rockefellers helped to fund the
exactly.
Scofield Bible. All that. I can't remember the guest. I can't remember the name of that book. But there's a big long book about it.
It wants you not to care about it because you're going to be saved.
Right. You know, don't worry about it.
Don't
worry about it. You're going to be raptured. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry you're getting poisoned. You're going to be raptured.
Don't worry about it. It's not important.
Yes, not important.
Just go to church and...
And obey your leaders.
Yeah, that's basically. Mm-hmm. And I can't stand that. And see, this right there, that conflict right there, this is why Thomas Jefferson gets so ridiculed. Because that's the attitude Thomas Jefferson had. You know, this is ridiculous. What are you, a moron? You know, basically.
Yeah.
You know, Thomas Jefferson was very belligerent towards that attitude. I'm not belligerent towards it. It's destructive. It's just extremely destructive.
Yeah, Jefferson said question everything, even the existence of God.
Everything. You know, if you read, and then somebody brought that up about Jefferson. They said, you know what they said? Well, Jefferson was a deist. I didn't even get into the fact about he's a deist. You know, like, you don't even know. I'm thinking to myself, you don't even know what a deist is to begin with. And it wasn't Jefferson. Just, you know, I read a couple of his quotes. You think a deist would say this, whatever. And he said, well, he was a sinful man, and how, why should we, you sat there and say how important it is. And you know what my reply was? Well, wasn't Solomon, wasn't David sinful? Was anybody in the Bible, with any of them perfect? Are any of you perfect?
But Saul.
But don't you honor their words as scripture? Don't you honor what they did? And, you know, and it's important. And that kind of stopped that. But it made me see. And I didn't really realize that because I'm not involved in that part of the Christian community. You know, I'm not really used to dealing with those type of Christians that have that kind of attitude. Most Christians I talk to, especially around here, are a little more aggressive and, I don't know what the term is, but they're more, let's build the kingdom of God, let's not wait for a rapture or whatever. Right. But I see why the power in this country has been neutralized.
Oh yeah. Taking out the churches and the schools.
And we talked about conviction, you know, and they really didn't like this idea about the schools. This was a different meeting. Some people did, some people didn't. In another meeting, now I ended up speaking at New Hope Church there in Oahu. And this church, do you know, I think I told you, or I can't remember if I told you or not. Do you know how many people this church has there? And why? It's the biggest church in Hawaii.
15,000, I think.
Oh,
said?
I did tell you. Yeah. Okay. 15,000.
That's amazing.
It has 15,000 people in this church. It's so big, they have to have three different, sessions.
Wow.
You know, three, because it's too big. They can't fit everybody in one building. And it's like a college campus. I mean, it's impressive. It's amazing. So one of the pastors there, Pastor Gary, he has a transformational freedom ministry and a health ministry. So at his church, at this church, they played the movie Vaxxed to tell you some of the things that's going on. Now, I don't think it was played in the main auditorium or anything. It was 5,000 people or whatever. But there's churches where things are going on where, kind of fringes where this information is getting out. And it's very positive. You know, we talked about America's pastors, Pastor Nicholas Wright. He's the head of a church talking about even deeper things. But there are people out there. Anybody who knows churches who are talking about the vaccine issue or doing things like this, please contact us. I would like to reach out to them and support them any way we can. I know Pastor Wright this summer, I'm probably going to go speak there at his place. There's another pastor he knows that wants to talk about these things. This is the role for the Christian church right now. Where will you stand with all that we see, all that's going on? Where will you be? And going to Hawaii, I saw a lot of neutered Christians, and I saw a lot of passionate Christians, but they were certainly in the minority. But as we spoke, I mean, we brought a bunch of books over there, and they,
Yeah, once they read them books, a lot of them are going to flip.
Right. They sold every one of our books.
Awesome.
They're calling, asking for more. Forever 1776. Yeah, we reprinted them. They sold every one.
If you read that book and understand that, you're a totally different person.
That's right. That's why that book is so important.
To the end. You're totally different.
You have a different paradigm. Your paradigm is different.
Absolutely.
And so I hope that's what goes on. I was able to, because of iHeart, I don't even know if I should say some of these, because there were Christians who were risking a lot by helping this information get out and using. We were in a VIP speaking lounge on one of the days there. It was recorded. We're going to have some of the radio. I was on three different radio shows. I was on the biggest radio show, talk radio show in Hawaii, the biggest, Rick Hamada. Rick, I don't know if you're listening or not, but your audience is. You're probably asleep right now. Actually, his show, I think, is going on right now. Started anyway.
We have to get him as a guest.
Yeah, we might get him on and go back and forth. And it was great. The biggest talk show in Hawaii I was on. A couple other programs we were on. Three radio shows. They were all dying to hear this information. It was fascinating with the connections. And I know that no army can stop an idea who's come. I know that that's the right. Idea is now. Because of all the connections and all the people that are coming to me. And I don't mean that in a self-centered way. This message and the book that we wrote together, its time is now.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
And that's why, so people ask, well, why did you leave for 10? That's why I left. To be able to get on the ground, to be able to speak to some different audience. I spoke to a vaccine audience, Vaccine Freedom. And we'll get into more of the specific meetings and the things that were said. Very interesting. It's fascinating to see what's going on, especially these. Hawaii is like, you know, what's that JFK line, enigma wrapped in a riddle, wrapped in a paradox or whatever.
Yeah, whatever that is, line is.
That's Hawaii. Hawaii is one of the most beautiful places in the planet. It is the most isolated place in the world. I don't know if anybody knew that. Hawaii is the most isolated place in the world. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world. America did take over Hawaii by trickery and lie, kind of like how they took our republic.
Yeah.
Over the kingdom of Hawaii there.
Yeah. Kunuhuna, the king.
Kamehameha. It's a gateway to the west and east, kind of meet there. A lot of Asians, a lot of Hawaiians, then a lot of what you call mainland Americans kind of all meet there. It's culturally very diverse. There's not a lot of job opportunities outside of tourism. Well, tourism doesn't pay all that well, you know, when you're in the tourism industry.
Right.
But the prices of houses, you know, routinely, a house is $750,000. I mean, I'm not talking much of a house.
Yeah, a two bedroom shack.
Yeah, on the main island. I mean, maybe some of the other ones it's a little better, but not really. There's so little land there that's available. And
one good thing, it's growing every year.
The big island is, yeah, with the volcanoes. So all this is coming and coming at a time. You know, it's not like California's, it's like living in California cost wise. Mm-hmm. But California, you know, you can work for, you know.
You can make good money.
You can work for Google or work, you know, not that I like Google, but you know what I mean? You can make money in California. Well, what do you do in Hawaii to make money?
Dive for pearls.
I mean, it's kind of derogatory, but there's not that type of industries there. There's not many of them, hardly at all. So what do you do? So the people are really hurting and they work two and three jobs and they're overwhelmed and the state government is pushing extremely highly Democrat. I don't even like that word Democrat. It's highly liberal, highly socialistic in the government, but the people aren't like that. And then the people, this aloha spirit, they're nice. You know, then you have the Asians who, you know, they're very nice. Let's be polite. Let's not. So all this is going on in this place and there's an undercurrent of some of the best people you could ever meet on the planet that are there. I mean, I met some people that I'm probably going to be lifelong friends with. And my heart goes out to them. I'm just so touched by some of the people I met and helped connect and put faces and names to this battle or the spiritual war. And, really, I was so touched. I am so glad that my whole family went. It was a little challenging with the little one. Not a little. Sometimes it was a lot challenging. Poor Tristan had to, you know, deal with her mostly.
She's got some lungs, I'll tell you that.
Well, I'd be up there speaking, and, you know, she's got the, I got like a 6-7 month old, and the baby, we got this thing, the baby would go, eh, and then I go back to her, eh, you know, and then she goes, eh, you know, we just go back and forth like we're talking, so she just grunts. Well, I'm up there talking in front of this big, you know, big, nice auditorium. So she's in the back and she sees me up there. She starts, eh! She starts grunting at me and trying to get me to grunt back. But, whatever. She had to take it out. But the response, what I'm saying to be, it was nice to be able to see some real people and to look them in the eye. It's different talking over the radio and talking about these things than you are face to face. I'm much better speaker.
Night and day.
I'm a much better speaker, in person than I am on the radio. And, able to connect with people and feel that energy and resonate. I complained about the young people. Believe me, there is a body of people that absolutely want to hear this and are latching onto this news. I know Diana, I can't remember. I don't want to really use last names because I don't know. It's a fight over there.
Yeah.
I mean, but Diana sent me some information. Thank you, Diana, if you're listening. And I met some just fantastic people. They are starving to hear this information. My instinct, my thoughts on this that I've been saying over and over, sometimes it's almost like I'm talking in an echo chamber about the book and about America and what's important. I now know that that's not true. This is the message. I know. I felt that. I've told you that, ladies and gentlemen. This is the message. This book is the message that will save this country. Because it links us back to our creator and who we are in freedom. And it's like I said, this is not religious ideas. These are not religious ideas. These are spiritual core of our existence ideas of who we are and the destiny of where we're going. And to be able to talk to these people and to share with them and to see their response back and everything that they're dealing with and how they're overwhelmed and how it's like, one lady, Cheryl, who was one of the heads of the vaccine. I mean, for years, she was the only person, this grandma, this Asian, she's Asian, mm-hmm. you know, descent. She's up in the Hawaiian, Congress there, and she's testifying, begging people to, you know, hear about
slow down.
She's basically about just all by herself. And then she met this other group of people. And then Kim, we were at her house when we spoke. She knows Robert. She's trying to get Robert F. Kennedy to come on the show for us.
Oh, good.
Which would be, she does awesome. Know him. So that would be huge. You know, before when we tried, he wasn't doing any interviews because of everything, but he just came out with a new thing where he spoke out. I'm amazed by his boldness. And I'm really, he obviously has some of his uncle and some of his dad in him.
Yeah.
And, it's important. This is a war and they are in Hawaii. They are debating forced vaccinations, not only for all students, but for all adults right wow. now. And then in the school, we're probably not gonna have time to get to some of the news here. Maybe we'll talk about it with James. I know you got a big story that, but I just want people to hear this and to understand what we're dealing with, especially in a state like Hawaii. You may be in, Iowa or Missouri or Georgia or whatever, and the battle's not the same. You may be in California and certainly see it. Hawaii, it's even different because it's on that island. I don't know. It's hard to describe. And so these people are like in a little banjo box and they're getting squeezed, whatever the mm-hmm. word is. And, this one, Kim, she had a house, Kim and Mark, which thank you so much for having us. That we had this amazing event of vaccine leaders who are at the front of this and who are risking so much. I mean, they're risking ridicule. So we talked quite a bit and I tried to give them some encouragement and tried to help them to maybe see a little different perspective and some things to go for. And being there helped me to hone in on this vaccine sheet. Thomas Hume, who passes out the vaccine sheet.
Oh yeah.
Well, we got some new ideas for this vaccine sheet. We're going to update this sheet. So pass it out. We've asked you to pray and to pass these out and to do things. Our destiny is here for us. It's here for the taking and things are changing and things are moving, but the battle goes not to the strong, but the vigilant, the brave and the active. So it's going to take vigilance, bravery and activity. It's going to take all three of those, ladies and gentlemen. And these people I met in Hawaii, they have this. And so this lady's house, she was right on the Pacific Ocean, right on the Pacific Ocean into the back of her home. It was a fantastic view, and the setting was amazing, and how such a, you know, it was, you know, a pretty substantial house, you know. It cost quite a bit, I'm sure. But it's think about somebody of her stature, her family stature, to be able to risk and to be out there like that on this issue. And these women, they're willing to give everything. They're so possessed about this idea, and all they see is their children, and all they see is the future, and all they see is hope for them, and they don't want, you know, these bad things happening to them.
Who does?
I was just so blown away by being able to speak to these people and to share ideas and thoughts with them, and to, you know, it's like I told Cheryl, she was worried and concerned. And a lot of people, they have their children out of public school. Apparently, Hawaii is a terrible public school system, like the rest of America.
Like the rest of the country.
Is any better. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a joke, but apparently it's pretty bad. So a lot of people, if you have any kind of money, you have your children in some kind of private school. I didn't realize that. I mean, preschool, I've heard of this some places, but it's fairly common for people with any kind of money. They put their children in preschool. They can cost $9,000 a year.
Ooh.
For preschool.
Wow.
You know, and I know, well, her grandchildren are in some kind of private school or something, but she's still fighting, and she was worried about this. And I told her, I said, Cheryl, no matter what happens, they can't make you get a vaccine. They can't make, are they going to tie you down and make you get a vaccine? You know, they try to manipulate and angle us. And so that's our powers and our choice, our ability to say no. Yeah. And, you know, one of the most powerful words that we have now is no.
Yeah, no.
No.
You're not doing it.
No.
Can't do it.
And we're going to talk more about the specific things we're doing there, and it's set up for a lot of other things, possibility. But I am really possessed, maybe that's too strong a word, but I'm really possessed about this idea of trying to connect churches and Christians who think this and who want to exercise their spiritual power on this, because it will just blow over this new world order takeover.
Oh, yeah.
Can't stand it.
You got a good start with 15,000 members.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with this church.
Yeah. I mean, you convert them, it's going to take off.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Thank you for letting me go on about this. James McCanny coming up on the other side, ladies and gentlemen.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.